Psachim chapter 7, Mishnah 6. Nitma hakal or ruboy. If the community of or the majority become unclean, or shia kohanim tmeim, or if the kohanim become impure, they become unclean. Vakal torim, even though the community, the Israel, are pure, yaseh betumas. That's when they can bring the korban pesach in impurity. If the majority of the people are impure, or the priests are impure, they could still bring the korban pesach. Nitma miot hakal, but if a minority, if some of the people are unclean, hatoherim oisin esarishon, then they would bring the korban pesach, vatmeim, and the impure ones, oisin esasheni, they would observe the second pesach. So that is, as we know, there's a month after the first pesach, they had pesach sheni, as they called it. It's as described in Bamidbar over there, brings the chapter 9, verses 6 to 14. There were some of the Jewish people came and complained to Moshe Rabbeinu that they were impure and they couldn't bring the Korban Pesach. And we said there were two opinions as to why they're impure. Some said they were carrying the bones of Joseph and who asked to be buried in Eretz Israel. And some said they came across a corpse and they buried the corpse. But either way, they were impure. So they came to complain to Moshe Rabbeinu. And as a result of that, this Pesach Sheni, the second Pesach, was instituted. So anybody who was impure on the first Pesach, a month later, could bring their Korban Pesach on Pesach Sheni, the second Pesach.
Did they have to be